It was an activist government, you know, in terms of the anti-discrimination stuff, and, you know.
A lot of discussion as well.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of false starts for law reform.
Well, that's right. And in all those sorts of debates, the Catholic Church was lurking.
So I've got an impression that the position of the Catholic Church had changed, was changing. Did it change or was it consistent?
No, it was consistently conservative and fear-mongering. You know, the Anti-Discrimination Act would bring the world down, you know? Always, you know.
But they were successful in excluding churches from the Act.
Indeed. And that signified, you know, their power within society, within the Labor Party.
I know Ferguson was an important figure through someone I know who worked for him. It seemed that the left in the Labor Party were more progressive on this issue and were seen more invited by the gay movement.
Yeah.
Do you have any observations?
Well, I think that's correct. And Jack's role was always the art of the possible. I suppose, like all these things, you know, it was an issue which evolved and developed and gathered momentum and a certain inevitability, as I think all these things.
Inevitability because in the outside world, gays were now on the streets, they had the Mardi Gras, they were an issue to be... negotiate with him, or is it something more principled than that?
Look, I think there's always an underlying principle, but I think, you know, the cold hard realities are the thing that probably gets you across the line. So more open, you know, more openness, more discussion, more inclusion, more tolerance, more less fear.
As far as the agenda of the Labor Party went, where would you see law reform, the program of change that the Labor Party had?
Well, I think it more fitted within the left than the right, but there are individuals in both who championed different parts and at different times, which should have brought it all together. And I suppose, you know, Rand ultimately bit the bullet, you know, and pushed it ahead.
Was it hard for Rand to do that?
Of course. Of course.
There was a lot of frustration with Rand, but... So what was the holding him back?
Well, you know, it was always the art of the possible. You know, what was possible? What could you bring people with you on? And, you know, overcoming the pressure from party office or whoever, you know, about the timing of things. You know, the timing within the electoral cycle, the fear, the loathing.
So there's a lot of voices there.
Of course.
So the voices for movement forward would be, of course, the outside, the lobbyists, the gay rights lobby, and the marches, the embassy outside Rand's house, Mardi Gras, and Brian McGain pushing law reform at Mardi Gras, making an issue. Did these things actually... I got the feeling that, from another interview, that these things really didn't have any effect within the Labor Party.
Well, I mean, that's probably true, but all these things... I mean, everything is incremental. And whilst, no, there may not have been any one knockout blow, right? Or, you know, Brian McGain might have been dismissed as a rat bag or whatever, you know, along with Tony Reeves and Robert Tickner, you know, in that sort of inner cities, you know? You know, these things build. You know, you're all part of building that process up and bringing about change.